நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள். sbs.com.au/tamil எனும் இணையத்தின் மூலம் மேலும் பல சிறப்பான நிகழ்ச்சிகளை நீங்கள் கேட்கலாம்.
Alicia K. Greetings, Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
Great, and good to have you with us. You introduced yourself as a Euronation as well as a Nam artist. Are you a Sydney-sider or a Melbourneite?
This is a good question. My song Window Seat actually tells that little debacle quite well. At the moment, I'm a Nam citizen, I would say.
We know your grandmother very well. We have interviewed her. We have had two of her short stories for the Tamil audience. But we don't know much about you. We know that you had your studies here. And we know that you had said that you were not a good singer when you were young. But then you are a popular singer now. How did that transition happen?
Well, growing up, I learnt guitar from a very young age, since I was about 9 years old. And only towards my later teen years, I began singing. Didn't really do lessons. I did a few lessons, but I was quite a shocking vocalist when I was younger because I just was singing out of nowhere. And this is a great point to make, that people aren't really just born with this sort of talents or abilities. So if I showed you a video of me singing when I was much younger, you'd see how true that is. I think over the years, I just copied other vocalists that I really admired and looked up to, and just practiced over and over and over again, and listened back to myself, and was my own critique and my own teacher, and gradually got better and better. And because I was writing songs that I needed a singer for, and I didn't have anyone else who could sing the song for me, so I thought, I'll just have to learn how to sing. So it just gradually got better that way, by doing it every single day and listening deeply to myself.
Now that's the musical side of you. Tell us more about your cultural side.
I was born in Sydney. My parents, my grandparents, and all the people before that are all Tamils who were all born in Sri Lanka. And I myself have only been to Sri Lanka once before. So as you can probably tell from my accent, I'm very Australian. I do call myself a Sri Lankan Australian, or Australian Sri Lankan, whatever you want to call it. But I do sort of struggle to identify with the label of Sri Lankan, because a lot of the labels or stereotypes that come with the term Sri Lankan don't really fit with who I actually am and my cultural identity of growing up in Sydney, in Australia, and going to schools and all of those things that have been predominantly white Australians.
You're currently a student at University of Melbourne. Tell us more about that, and what are you studying to become?
So I was born in Sydney, but I moved to Melbourne in the past few years to study at the University of Melbourne, and I studied music, a Bachelor of Music in Jazz and Improvisation, where guitar was my principal instrument. And last year I finished that degree, and I've graduated, and I've got my certificate sitting on the floor in my room, not hanging on the wall. I studied that because music is my number one passion and the field that I want to do most of my work in for the rest of my life. So having a jazz education has allowed me to be educated into doing any sort of thing in the music industry, whether that be actual jazz guitar playing, or at the moment I play in a few theatre shows, like musicals, and I play pop songs, I play my singer-songwriter songs, and then I'm also able to do things like producing music and writing music and arranging music. So that all came from the degree. During my last year of the degree, I studied healthcare, a certificate in healthcare, because I currently work as a first responder, which is not a paramedic yet. It's about a third of a paramedic skill-wise and knowledge-wise. So I'm learning, and I'm thinking to be on my way to paramedicine.
When you were in Sydney, you had partnered with other artists. There was a group with your high school friend called PAC. There had been a couple of performances in public domain. Are you continuing with that, or are you doing things on your own now?
Yeah, so that project I did in Sydney was a very big part in forming my musical career and my songwriting. But now, living in Melbourne, my main songwriting thread is my solo stuff. So I write on my own, and I play with a band who I met at university. They're incredible musicians that I get to play with now after studying music. You just naturally get to be in the network of other people who are creating music and very like-minded to myself. So I do a lot of writing with other musicians at the moment as well, but more so behind the scenes with them. And then I do play guitar in quite a few other people's projects, other people's bands, and that sort of thing, yeah.
talking about your work, when I look at a couple of videos that you have released, you seem to be driving somewhere, flying somewhere. Is there a theme or is that something I had overinterpreted?
Yes, well, actually, that is quite an accurate presentation of what the theme of my latest album is. So that album is called Between State Lines, and it's supposed to literally and figuratively portray the last few years of my life when I had moved to Melbourne and was going between Melbourne and Sydney quite often. And a lot of the songs were written during this time of traveling and flying from Sydney to Melbourne and then driving Sydney to Melbourne and those sort of things. So that's the general theme, is being stuck between two states, literally, New South Wales and Victoria, but then also in your mind being stuck between two different worlds or two different states and that sort of dilemma.
Most of the people from the island of Sri Lanka would like their children to have a high-earning job, medical career or in engineering or accounting or legal professional. How have your parents accepted, or have your parents accepted you taking up music as your career?
Yeah, that is a good question and is very relevant to this interview and this broadcasting show. My parents have been incredible, my grandparents as well, and my aunties, uncles, cousins, everybody in my family has been incredibly supporting and encouraging as well about my music career, and they want me to succeed highly in my career. And they know that I, just being raised by two parents who have been incredibly hardworking and determined people, as long as they see me doing that in whatever field it is, I think they will remain proud and supportive and those sorts of things. And of course, there is occasionally just checking in, you still don't want to do medicine by any chance at this point. And then I just still go, no, still want to do music. And they go, okay, that's fine. And I think that's one of the parts about me studying healthcare at the moment, is that I haven't ever wanted to put so much pressure on my music to be my sole income. As we know, the cost of living has become extremely unfair, basically. So relying on a music career to fund me living in Melbourne and paying rent and buying groceries and all of those things is just an unrealistic dream. And I've never wanted to put pressure for my music to make money, because my music is my passion and it's my love. So I need to be clean and not become toxic. So part of me studying this, the healthcare thing, that's always been a really big interest of mine, is this pre-hospital healthcare and paramedicine, that exciting sort of field. So I'm really lucky that I'm able to do both and actually just earn a living and an income from the healthcare side.
You mentioned your aunts and uncles and others in the family. How has the South Asian community taken to your music?
They've been wonderful. There's an Instagram account called Brown Boy AU. I recommend everybody go have a look at that, because they specifically promote and support South Asian Australian artists, whether that be music artists or visual artists, media artists, that sort of thing. So they support and promote all kinds of South Asian Australian artists, and I've been lucky to be featured on their page. And then most of their demographic that sees that Instagram page is South Asian Australian, so I'm able to then access that demographic of audience to come and see my music as well. So they've been wonderful in my career.
So far, I see that you have released two albums.
Yes.
About 20 songs.
Yeah.
What's in your pipeline?
At the moment, me and my band, we're working on a single. So the song has been written already. It was a bit of an unexpected writing process, because this June this year we were out on tour around Australia, and during the middle of it, this song just suddenly came out of nowhere. We created the idea and workshopped it quite a few times, and now we've finished the writing and now we're in the process of trying to start recording the song, and then eventually we'll be doing the production and the post-production and arranging and mixing and everything, and then there will eventually be a single launch. So we'll do a concert possibly in Sydney and Melbourne next year to promote the song. So that's where we're at the moment.
Where do you get your inspirations from?
When it comes to songwriting, my musical inspirations, a big one is John Mayer. His guitar playing, his singing, his songwriting are all my biggest thing that I look up to. His style is quite similar to mine, and when people ask what style of music I write, I always refer to John Mayer and another artist called Lizzie McAlpine. They're both very guitar-forward songwriters, and since I've played guitar my whole life, guitar is often the center and the strongest element of all of my songs. So those two artists have been the biggest inspiration.
We would like you to play a song for our listeners.
Yes.
And I think what you played in the promo video from the album Between the State Lines, the song titled Window Seat, I think that's very appropriate.
Yeah.
Would you kindly play that for us, please?
Sure thing. I'll go grab my guitar.
All right. So I'll play the whole song. It'll be about...
So thank you very much, Alicia, for coming to the studios and giving us your time to do this interview. On behalf of SBS Radio Tamil, we wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much, Sanjay, and it's been a pleasure. I'll see you next time.
Maybe it's just a phase, got in a rhythm now. I didn't think I'd really find you here. Get on a plane to go, as soon as the airport's on, I'm gone. But it feels as though the engine's failed and gravity is taking over, falling through, and everyone looks at me. One, two, three. And we can see between the lies I'm living. Can't help but feel I'm missing out on something somewhere. And they all know about it, searching for something. Just a face. Give me a reason why I feel there's something more I'm looking for. And I recognize that I may be running from just getting over. I know it feels like that. Whoa, oh, whoa. But it feels as though the engine's failed.
கருத்து பதிவு லைக் ஷேர் காமெண்ட் எஸ்பிஎஸ் தமிழின் ஃபேஸ்புக்